Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
What is your order to establish how good the wings are? I'm going to order 10 before I order any more. And the way to find out if they're good is to order 10.
Medium.
Oh, the answer's hot.
Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
There's more skill involved in creating the sauce with the medium because you're combining more of the butter with the hot sauce. Used hot. I mean, they're going to throw hot sauce in there.
Jeremy White.
I think the words that were just put together.
What?
There's more skill involved in a medium?
Yes.
A medium is the 40-yard dash, and the hot is the shuttle or the three cone.
On WGR.
Real ones know.
Sports Radio 550.
I was thinking about you Saturday because I smoked a bunch of wings. We had a block party on our street. I smoked a bunch of wings. I had a Cajun rub. I had a hot honey barbecue. And I had a a Nashville hot.
Nice.
Not a medium to be found. But as I took a couple bites of those Cajun wings, they're Cajun with kick. I thought, ooh, these might be a little hot for general consumption. Someone walks up to a plate of wings and takes a wing, right? Like,
yep.
A little heat on these. And I felt the need to warn people, oh, yeah, these are Cajun, but they're a little hot. And what I learned was you need to help people expand their horizons and trust them. The reviews of the wings came back. Everybody happy. Everybody thrilled. They're so good, these wings, even though they might have been a little hot. So
a little hot. Melting their face off with.
No, but they were not medium. They were not plain, boring, medium, no spice.
That's mild.
No,
you just described mild.
No sleepy black and white TV mediums.
Are you talking more of like a medium hot?
I'm saying these had kick, and no one says that about mediums. Mediums don't have kick.
They have a little kick. Little kick. Hot, I'm expecting a lot of kick.
Mediums have a toe tap.
Mild,
no kick. These wings challenged people to be better wing eaters.
Mm.
And you know what? People accepted the challenge.
I had a wing thought over the weekend. I was out of town visiting a friend. I went to, for the first time ever, Brazilian Steakhouse. You're familiar with the concept of a Brazilian Steakhouse?
Yeah, they basically bring a giant slab of meat out on a sword.
Yeah, so the one, I know there's one local, I don't know if this is the same there, but at the one I was at in Baltimore, they give you a card, and there's green on one side, red on the other. And if your card on your table is flipped up green, they have servers that continue to flow out every couple of minutes out of the kitchen with a new thing of meat on the bone, and they'll come off, they'll slice it up, they give you tongs, you can grab the meat as they're slicing it, and then you can figure out, like, okay, so at the top, it's more medium well, at the bottom, it's more medium.
Yep.
So they give you different options. So, green on the top. So, okay, they're coming out. All right, maybe let me go red here, because I've already got a plate full of meat. I need to eat some of it before they throw something else on top. Oh, here they come with the lamb. Okay, well, I'm almost done. I'm getting full, but all right, let me flip that thing back over to green. So you get the green-red card. And I thought, why is this not – I'm going to give away a business idea that I'm already maybe going to regret. Wings. Why aren't we doing that with wings?
Just keep bringing the wings until I flip it over?
Yeah, give me a card. If it's flipped up green, oh, here comes the next server with the hot honey barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the hot honey – I'm in. Yeah, the green. Put a three. I'll take three on my plate. And then he walks away. You eat the three wings. By the time you're done with those three wings, here comes the next guy with the parm garlic.
Yep.
I'm not thinking parm garlic. Let me go red. Or I'm full. Let me throw red down. That needs to be a concept with a wing restaurant.
I like this idea. I like it
a
lot.
Or just more things in general. The green card, red card.
Yep.
Just unlimited. Just keep coming. You put more down. Whatever it is.
I like this idea a lot. You would branch your horizons on wing flavors. You'd get to try more things without the full commitment of 10 or 12.
Exactly. You could do whatever you want. Here he comes with the, I don't know, what's a wild flavor? He's the blueberry balsamic. Oh. I don't know if I'm going to like that.
All right.
A little sweet. All right, I'll take one. You get the tongs. You take one off the plate. Server walks away, and then you wait for the next plate.
Well, good morning. We're at St. John Fisher. Joe and I out here at Fisher. It's a chilly morning. It is our last day from training camp. We have a big show for you. Lots going on. Bills GM Brandon Bean. We expect him in about the 7:30 area, 7:30-ish. So stay tuned for that. Bills GM Brandon Bean to sit with us before we wrap our portion of camp. The Bills have a practice tomorrow, too. Howard picks the Bills. The, very famous world-renowned segment where he tells us how many games they're going to win and lose. Chris Brown, play-by-play man of the Bills. Officially, full-time. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown of One Bills Live. They're out here today again as well. And he'll sit down with us at 8:30. And then Carl Jones, Channel 4 from Rochester, now out in Buffalo with us. He's been out here at training camp as well. We'll get Carl Jones his thoughts on what he's seen as we begin to wrap camp here from St. John Fisher. Again, they'll practice today. They'll practice tomorrow. They had yesterday off. It's all now in preparation for the preseason game. Yesterday we asked Sal when we might hear who's playing on Saturday. Will starters play? And he said that McDermott speaks on Thursday. So maybe we get an indication about that today. Mm-hmm. Maybe the full announcement comes tomorrow on who plays in the preseason, how much time starters will see. We are fully expecting to see Caleb Williams in his first NFL action as the Bears will roll in with Caleb Williams and maybe DJ Moore, maybe Keenan Allen, maybe Roma Dunze, whatever. Like the Bears are as interesting as they've been in quite some time. They're in on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the stadium. So preseason game number one is on the way. That's exciting. The Brandon Ayuk story, there's not news there. I mean, there is news.
There's a little bit.
There's some. It's just that New England is going to be out because he doesn't want to play for New England. Which.
Right. And I've seen – I read a piece by Christopher Price at the Boston Globe. I read Ben Volin this morning. Who else? There was one other. Mike Giardi. Like, you're getting a lot. I saw three different stories. I didn't read the full thing on all of them. But, like, the headlines and then, like, the first little bit of each. The Patriots are now the Sabres. They cannot get people they want to come.
Yeah, their money's no good.
They're right. Their money is no good. They offered, by all accounts in the reporting, they offered what the Niners wanted and what Ayuk wants, and they still can't get it done. They've been trying for years for this specific type of player, and they still can't pull it off. And I definitely take a little bit of solace in that New England has become that team that nobody wants to play for. Now, that could maybe change quickly.
Yeah, because if Drake May's good, that'll change quickly.
If Drake May's good, and maybe there was a stigma about playing for Belichick that could be different under a new head coach, too. I don't know. It's mostly going to come down to Drake. Is Drake May good? But New England is the team right now that the Bills maybe were during the drought. Nobody wants to go there.
Well, Joe, for that, I have four words for you. You love to see it. Actually, it might be five words.
You love to see it.
Yeah, it's five.
Five.
You love to see it.
Yep.
I mean, what's better than that? How many times can I possibly retweet a story that says the Patriots cannot get anybody they want?
Yeah.
I mean, it's delicious. It's magical. I want to somehow make it into a garment that I can wear. Nobody wants to play for New England. I was told they had a Patriot way. I was told there was some sort of magical elixir.
Yeah,
that people just went there to that building and became these selfless people that would play for less money. Oh, my goodness, that era is over. Oh, well, you love to see it.
It was just Tom Brady the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's right, the whole time. That's Brady.
Which, that's kind of gross to admit on its own, too.
Well, at least we were all right about that. I mean, we lived through 2 decades of syrupy stories about some sort of special elixir they had up there. And it was just that they had Tom Brady. And everybody knew that.
That was it the whole time.
That they had Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Which, you know, life in the NFL is you either have a quarterback or you don't. And if you do, then you feel like you're in something. And that's just a different life. You're either, you either have a quarterback or you're seeking a quarterback or you're, I don't know, tanking. You're going to the bottom.
It is worth pointing out, though, like no doubt you're right. Like, it is mostly quarterback. It's not all quarterback because by most of the rumor mill right now, Brandon Ayuk wants to play for Pittsburgh. And
they have a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You don't have to think he's very good.
Right.
They have a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And then another guy who, well, I guess Justin Fields is Justin Fields.
But he's not going there. He might accept the idea of going there with the quarterbacks being, okay, these quarterbacks are good enough. But isn't he going to Pittsburgh with the magic elixir of Tomlin?
Yes, Tomlin wins all the time. Maybe he wants to play in Pittsburgh because of Tomlin. Tomlin has won regardless of quarterback. The Patriots have not done that.
Right.
So,
but no, you're right. Like, they are, even though they're not, you know, they're not there on quarterback, and I certainly don't think they're there on quarterback. I could see Ayuk seeing them very differently than New England, who's coming with a brand new guy that you have no idea about.
The thing about Ayuk here is, you know, we've been on receiver for a year, 2 years, 3 years, whether it's about adding with Diggs or with Davis or this group, we've talked about this all the time. And, I mean, it's been probably an obsession for, well, me, and many of you out there as well, whether it was, are they going to add Beckham? Are they going to go for DeAndre Hopkins? Mm-hmm. What about this guy? What about that guy? What about trading up for? And the thing about Ayuk right now is the Bills have $31 million of their cap right now dedicated to a number one receiver.
Yeah.
He's just not here.
He's just not here.
So it's worth pointing that out all the time. If, you know, I posted the Twitter poll yesterday, do you think the Bills want a number one receiver? And, you know, I think Sal said it right, which is I don't think that they right now want to dedicate $25 million a year to a receiver plus. And I think that's probably right because they currently are dedicating 31. He's just not on the team.
If you dedicated 25 million more, you would then be dedicating with 56. Curtis Samuel 60.
60, right. Which, okay.
Yeah.
But I think back to, and this is a deep, deep pull for you here. Back before the Bills had a franchise quarterback, at training camps, we'd sit here.
Mm-hmm.
Former executive Russ Brandon would say about the Bills, we have a blank-sized hole to pay a franchise quarterback if we ever get one. Like for some reason, I'm thinking about Roethlisberger at the time. Maybe he signed a big extension. And the Bills may have been considered cheap at the time because of the cash-to-the-cap situation under Ralph Wilson. I'm blending storylines.
There was coaches stuff, too,
Yeah, but the point is, he said, if we ever got one, we would pay one.
Yeah.
And the Bills had one and paid him. And right now, they don't have one. So if they didn't have this $31 million cap on the roster for Diggs, who's not here,
If it was zero,
wouldn't everybody in the entire NFL world think the Bills would be on this Ayuk trade?
Yes.
Why would they not be? What's the case against it? I don't think they really can make it now. We're going to talk to Brandon Bean at 7:30. Maybe we'll ask, you know, some version of, have you made a call? Have you made a check-in? Mm-hmm. And if we're to ask that, hasn't his answer been some version of, for the last 7 years, oh, yeah, we're going to check in on everything? They call on everything. Mm-hmm. Sal makes that point all the time, that somebody's going to call the Niners at some point in the last 4 months and say, like, what's going on over there? What's going on with your guy? You're trying to get rid of him? He wants out? What is he looking for? Blah, blah, blah. It kind of is unfortunate that the timelines sit where they do, because Ayuk is absolutely something the Bills could use to make their team better, to pay him. They will have the room to pay a receiver, because as soon as this $31 million for Diggs leaves, their receiver room is like the cheapest in the NFL.
Yeah.
They have no money committed. They have an $8 million contract per year for Curtis Samuel. And then you're talking Mac Hollins is the next highest AAV.
Right. Right.
Because
just because he's a veteran.
He's a veteran. Keon Coleman is super cheap for 4 years. MVS, Tyrell Shavers.
Shakir is like $1 million.
Yeah,
right?
Shakir's cheap. Maybe he gets a contract in a year that's modest. Like, the Bills absolutely have an Ayuk-sized available spot if the timeline was a little different.
You also want to, like, think of how we just talked about New England. New England is now living in a reality where they can't get players that they need because they don't have the quarterback. We lived that charmed existence for 20 years, and now you have Allen in the building. It would almost feel like, to me, like, it's a limited window, right? It might be 15 years long, but it's not going to be forever. It would almost feel like a waste if you decided philosophically, okay, for the foreseeable future going forward with Josh Allen, like, no, we don't want to pay receivers $25 million, $30 million a year. Like, we don't need Brandon Ayuk's of the world. Like, to me, I would think you're maybe one of the few teams that, especially in a small market, you're one of the few teams that can get a guy like that because your quarterback attracts people here. Take advantage of that while he's in the prime of his career. And I know now they can't, but, you know, I wonder about Diggs. Diggs talked about when he got here that the Bills had tried to trade for him in 2019, middle of the season, and he thought, no, maybe now's not the time. I don't remember what he would have said on this. Like, did he see enough from Allen? Maybe he did talk about this. Like, Allen's will and competitiveness and, like, holy cow, look at this guy.
Yep.
You know, the Dallas game maybe he even referenced specifically, that Allen would have showed him enough over the rest of that season that, okay, I could sign up to play for that guy. Like, you have a built-in advantage over teams, and even in your own division, that you can attract players to come here at that position. And to just say, like, matter-of-factly, no, in an ideal world, I don't really want to be paying that position that much. Like, to me, you're foregoing an advantage that you have. And to say that within the next couple of years, like, no, we're not going to go chase after the next version of Brandon Ayuk, like, to me, that's a form of wasting Josh Allen, in a way.
Yeah. And it's also, sometimes it's pitted against itself as if there are only two options. You can either pay a guy and have a bunch of bums, or have four really good receivers. And the answer is, you can pay a guy and have four really good receivers.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason that you can't just have everything the Bills have right now plus a number one on top of it, and then we think, like, oh, they're stacked. They're stacked top to bottom. If their depth, I thought about this the other day. So let's go back to last year. Andy Isabella's name is why I want to bring this up.
Okay.
Last year, Andy Isabella shows up midway through camp, and we think, ooh, they've got a little help for the receiver room, which they desperately need, some speed, maybe the return game. And I'm not sure we ever thought Andy Isabella was going to rate. But the point is, they brought him in during camp. And this year, he's already on the team, and there's no one to bring in as a let's get one more idea in here. There's no pursuit of Hopkins or a Beckham or somebody out there, because the Bills actually did bring in so much depth at the position. They might not have the top guy, but they brought in the depth of, okay, Shakir's more established, Coleman's a high pick, Samuel's a guy in the league that is respected, MVS is further down the depth chart, Shavers has elevated. Like, if you're saying that the Bills group is better from the 4-5-6 spot, I think you're right. It probably is. It's a little bit more shaky at the top. And, man, Ayuk would just be – it would be such a landing if the Bills were able to do it. I don't even allow myself to think that they've considered it because of their current situation and where they want to be. But, you know, helping Josh Allen and giving him everything he can, some would describe what they're doing this year as a bit of a gamble or a bit of a, all right, we're gonna see how this works this year. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'd imagine they'll be a good team and a good offense. But if they're not, you know, things will get intense pretty quick. It's one of the things about the preseason and about training camp is we don't yet know what adversity is going to hit. A year ago, right now, we probably don't think Ken Dorsey is getting fired midway through the season because the Bills are 6-6 and it's a mess. The offense looks broken. They lose to the Jets in the opener scoring, what, 13 points? Like, that's not the kind of thing we would have envisioned happening.
Right.
But halfway through the season, they're off. They're done with their 12 personnel thing. Dorsey's fired. Joe Brady takes the job. And, okay, now we're on to a new season. This year, we don't know what that adversity is yet. It's training camp. Something will hit. Something hits every team, you know? So it's just – it's interesting. The Aiyuk stuff is worth tracking. It in a different timeline, a year from now, this whole thing happened a year from now, I think we might be banging down doors to say, get this done. Take the next step.
Yeah. We've brought up this example. Like, the comparables between right now and maybe where they were – in 2019, when they had brought in Brown and Beasley, where it was, hey, these guys are all, like, pretty good, right? Pretty good receivers. Better than the alternative, like, four through six. That's the difference here, because the alternative here was maybe keeping Diggs. But you had a couple of guys that were pretty good. And then, right, when it was the time to take the next step. You did 1 year of that. And, wow, look, John Brown's pretty good, 1,000 yards. Cole Beasley is actually a really good slot receiver. We're still missing that number one, though. Duke Williams, 10 targets in a playoff game?
Yeah.
That can't happen. Let's go take the next step. Let's go get our true number one. And maybe it'll just be a copycat. Maybe it'll just be, oh, yeah, Curtis Samuel, John Brown. Oh, 1,000 yards. That's nice, good receiver.
Add somebody to it.
Khalil Shakir, Cole Beasley. Oh, just no, look at this, good slot receiver.
And maybe that's Coleman or maybe that's somebody else.
Yeah. And maybe they show up to a playoff game and, I don't know, Chase Claypool has 10 targets in a playoff game. And we go, okay, we got two guys that are pretty good. And, well, maybe Coleman would be that. I don't know. Coleman is the difference here. Like, where does he kind of fit into that picture? That's what is different between maybe this year and what that year was. And also, it is worth pointing out at the same time, they did, you know, all the talk of, like, oh, they don't want to invest whatever in receiver. Their two biggest investments of the offseason were wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Their number one draft pick was a wide receiver, and their biggest free agent contract was a wide receiver.
The Chiefs did the same thing. Both modest, but, yeah.
Yeah.
They do follow similar paths. 803-0550. You get a call in here as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Mike in Orchard Park joins us. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so how I kind of look at this Aiyuk situation is I think if Brandon Bean really wanted him, he would get him. You know what I mean? Like, when we traded for Von Miller, Brandon Bean said, don't expect nothing big, and then we find $100 million to sign him. So I just kind of think if Brandon Bean really wanted him, he would grab him. Because correct me if I'm wrong, if they did give him that extension, that wouldn't go into effect until the following year, correct?
Well, he's got – so, thanks, Mike. The Bills, if they were to try – let's say that Bean did want to do this. He would have to create enough cap space to trade for him today, which the Bills do not have.
Right.
They cannot trade for him on the cap.
And there's no such thing as a sign-and-trade.
Yes, that's right.
Because of dead cap stuff.
That's right. So, they cannot do that. If they were to trade for him right now, they'd be over the cap. However, if they extended him, they'd immediately be under the cap. If you were allowed to be over the cap for a minute, then this would be doable. Instead – the Bills would have to further restructure guys and further move things around and maybe trade somebody out back the other way. And, you know, maybe it's just not the kind of thing he's eager to do right now, again, because of timelines. That's why a lot of this for me is if this were next year, I think this would be a no-brainer. Right now, it requires a little bit more of a heavy lift. We talked about this yesterday with Sal a little bit, Mike, where maybe the Bills would have done this at the start of the offseason, but they've had a full offseason now. Okay, well,
right.
We already did everything. We signed guys. We drafted Coleman. We actually like – I mean, I'm not going to tell you that Tyrell Shavers is going to keep Brandon Aiyuk off this team. But, yeah, the extension – that's the thing about the salary cap and different timelines and different money.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Jefferson got $35 million a year, and his cap hit went to, like, $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Tua's cap hit went down. Tyreek Hill just signed a massive new extension. His cap hit went down. So, yeah, the extension would absolutely move things down if they were to do this with Ayuk. It's why any sort of big money contract to, whether it's a receiver, or maybe we get to next year and it's a safety or a defensive tackle, like they're going to have money to spend next year and lots of cap room. And that's, you know, we'll see what they do at that point.
Well, that's why I was rooting for Ayuk to, like, head down, play for the Niners this year on his fifth-year option, and then hit the trade market next offseason when the Bills could be in it.
It is still possible he goes back to San Francisco.
Did you hear McCaffrey yesterday?
He called him a former teammate, right?
Someone on your team is calling you a former teammate.
That's right.
But also,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There was a story about Kyle Shanahan. Like, are you starting to get under his skin at practice because of the Holden, knowing he's not going to be on the team anymore?
Okay.
Although they were seen like 4 days ago dapping up, so yeah. I don't know.
Andrew Filippone reported, he's been in on this a little bit, reporting that Steelers are close, that the Niners want either a first-round pick or George Pickens or Pat Freiermuth. They want one of those three pieces.
They're open to slightly above-average tight ends.
I guess so. And then on the other side, what Pittsburgh's willing to give up is a second – Calvin Austin, and then two other guys.
It's a horrible offer.
It's horrible. Steelers.
Calvin Austin.
Yesterday we talked to Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports, who said he would give up two firsts and pay Ayuk the price.
He would probably get him, because I doubt there's two firsts on the table.
That's probably right. Anyway, Ayuk's still out there, available. It is a worthwhile question. If Bean wanted it, would he do it? Does he do everything he wants? Would he have wanted to trade up in the draft, but it didn't fall right for them? And they traded down.
Yeah.
If the board went a little different, there's probably a receiver on the board where they don't trade down from where they were. Instead, they traded down and still got a guy they really like. But
yeah. I don't know why this came to mind, because it's backup quarterback, but there was a report last year they made an offer for Trey Lance. And did Dallas beat them by, like, at the last second by, like, a round?
Yep. Yeah, this is one where you would say, if they wanted it, would they do it?
Might want it, but just not want to pay the price. They might want it, but think it's not the right time. It's tough.
How come Pittsburgh doesn't want it?
I know.
Because to me, like, them being in it, him wanting to be there, and all the chatter about, like, them pushing for the deal, if you're offering a second in Calvin Austin,
yeah, you're not
like,
serious.
How badly do you actually want it?
Right, offer a first-round pick.
I don't think you actually want it that much.
Right, offer a first-round pick for a 25-year-old incredible receiver. That's what Pittsburgh should do. We'll see if they get it done. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. He does not want to go to New England.
Let's go.
Don't blame him. Jeremy and Joe, live from St. John Fisher. Coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it, and brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport. Chris Brown, Carl Jones, Brandon Bean, Howard picks the Bills. Big show for you today to close out from training camp. It's chilly. Little chilly. Mm-hmm. Brian Mazurowski said a magic word on the radio today. I heard it. I heard him say it.
What'd he say?
Fall-like.
Wow.
Just saying. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
You know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position, I think. Obviously, as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
That is Christian McCaffrey speaking on Brandon Ayuk. Nick Bosa said he'll be a tough piece to replace. It's tough. You know, you're a player in the league. You get drafted. Your first contract is low, mm-hmm. way under market value. You come to the moment, I'm really good. I should be paid $30 million a year. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your team doesn't want to do it. We'll see if anybody else will. Brandon Ayuk, the news on him, the Patriots are out. Do the Bills want a number one receiver? Yeah, probably. Posted that Twitter poll yesterday. 74% said yes, of course they do. 26% said no.
Still a quarter.
I know. They don't want one.
That they don't want one.
I mean, right now, maybe not. And that was with somebody developing into one. That was in the poll.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher.
Just quick follow-up on the Niners. With if they're not going to pay Ayuk and they're going to end up trading him, they have a weird build in that all of their investment is going to be in players that most would probably be considered closer to the end than the beginning.
Debo,
McCaffrey is
Kittle,
that,
McCaffrey.
And running back. They're about to pay Trent Williams probably a new deal, and even he's, what, 35?
He's played forever.
He's played, yeah. He punched Richard Sherman in the the playoff game how long ago.
Yeah.
He's Kittle. Better. Kittle is a little bit up there. Like they have a lot of investment and money in all. I don't want to quite go all the way to older players yet, but guys that are at the back half of their primes.
Yeah. Then the Bills just went through that and have started to move towards younger players and a new kind of core. 803-0550 if you want to join us. We'll continue to connect with our fans. Jake in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Jake, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I just have a quick comment. I wanted to see if you guys thought this is maybe a little bit of a lack of foresight from Brandon Bean. You know, if we didn't make a couple signings, like maybe Curtis Samuel, maybe Matt Collins, would we have the base salary to get Ayuk? I know that wouldn't be optimal going into training camp with nobody, but is that the kind of case scenario we're in right now? And, you know, jumping way, way ahead, who do you guys anticipate being the next big, you know, free agent wide receiver? Very speculative, but love to hear what you guys have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Jake. The guys for next year, going into this year, we thought Mike Evans might be. CeeDee Lamb could be next year.
That would be the monster.
T. Higgins.
That would be the big whale.
Yeah, T. Higgins will be, right? He's playing on a franchise tag, and that's that. Right. There could be more guys like Ayuk where they're due for a fifth-year option, and they don't want to play for, you know, with no sort of safety net about guaranteed money. So I can pull up who the free agents will be.
The guys that would be playing, though, next year on their fifth-year option would be the draft class of Chase.
Okay.
Waddle's already paid. Smith's already played. Bateman is not this idea. He's not a big enough, you know, name at this point.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown has already been paid.
I've got the full list of UFAs, too, if you want those.
Okay.
Diggs.
Diggs, yeah, that's right. Yep.
T. Higgins, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper.
All older.
Brandon Cooks, Deontay Johnson. Deontay Johnson's not a bad idea, by the way. He's really good. He'll be a
okay. You want a name? I got a name for you. Team that's maybe a little bit in transition themselves, and could be even. I could see them even being in more transition a year from now. Do you know who will be going into the final year of his contract next season? Probably going to want a pay raise. Probably going to want a long-term extension.
Okay.
DK Metcalf.
All right.
That's an idea.
Yeah. So those are
in a year they could be nowhere at quarterback. I mean.
Yep.
Geno Smith's already hurt, and I don't know. If that doesn't go well, is he automatically back? Probably not. And Metcalf's going to want a new deal. Lockett's older a little bit. Like, they've got some aged players on the defense. Like, I could see them starting to go through a transition and maybe being open to, like, a big Metcalf trade.
The second part of what you asked, lack of foresight, I don't think it's that. I do think it's I liked this conversation yesterday. Because you might have an idea that a player is available, or you might not. Was this player, if Bean wanted him, was he available to the Bills in March or April? And if he was, and it was going to cost the Bills the first-round pick they had, and then a contract, and they didn't want to do it, because at that time, by the way, for half of this offseason, Diggs was still on the team. When they signed Curtis Samuel, Diggs was on the team.
Yeah.
And the idea of Samuel as, you know, the second guy to Diggs was appealing. Like, all right, let's see how that goes. And then the Bills get that offer from Houston, and you've made this point a lot. Maybe that alone changes their entire offseason. Like, well, this is a pretty good deal. We can get out from under this. They're giving us a second-round pick. What were they giving you a second-round pick for? It was for Diggs, but it was also to convince you, sure, you should take a $31 million cap hit.
Right.
That's what that was for.
Yeah.
If there was no cap hit on Diggs, and they wanted him gone, they trade him for a fourth or a fifth. But they had to be, you know, hey, let me line your pockets here a little bit.
It's like,
let me make this palatable to you. It'll be a second round pick from the Texans to make this Diggs trade, and then their offseason is changed. The idea of lack of foresight, I don't think it's a lack of foresight. You could make a case easily that you could have taken things in a different direction, but you know, the Bills went the direction they went and had an offseason, and now Ayuk becomes more available, and he might go for less than market value just because there are only a couple of teams that can make this move right now.
Yeah. I mean, I could say the lack of foresight would have been you have a backup tight end who's currently costing you $15 million, and that's why you can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, and you just restructured Dawson Knox as well. Like, Knox makes a big chunk of change for a guy that he plays a lot for them, but
how
he's a $14 million player this year, and he's here next year, too. And they signed him to a big money contract that was big at the time, and you know it's always kind of looked like that seems a little bit out of whack.
Yeah. So, I you know, could they have not done one of the deals and been a little bit more flexible to have a move like this in their back pocket? Like, if they don't sign MVS, is it easier for them to get this? It's easier, but is it more possible? Maybe it's not, because that's only a couple of million bucks. Because really, like as the callers mentioned, like Hollins and MVS and maybe like one other guy, like you still have to fill out a room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a receiver, like there has to be a room. And I don't, maybe not. Like, should they have just come to camp with the cheap guys?
No.
And said Tyrell Shavers and Claypool, because that's a vet minimum, and Hamler and Brian Thompson. You guys are going to swing it out.
Absolutely not.
For two spots.
You mean in like what? No Curtis Samuel or what?
No, I'm saying no Matt Collins, no MVS, because those are really the two.
That's right. I mean,
those are the two that add up to, don't they add up to like what, $4 or $5 million?
Not even that.
Not even that?
No, probably not. 803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. Bill's back at training camp today and a practice. Yeah, Matt Collins' cap hit is 2.5.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's a guy that's on the team.
He's going to do special teams. They like him as a veteran, right? And what's MVS? Probably about like 2, something like that, right around there.
Yep. One thing about MVS that will be very interesting. So the Bills had Josh Allen mic'd up. I'm not gonna go conspiracy here, but the Bills had Josh Allen mic'd up, and there was a clip that went around, and it's MVS chatting up Allen. They're talking. Mm-hmm. They're friends. They get along. And, you know, it's – he's talking into the microphone like, I've been to your house three times. They get along. They're buddies, I guess. You know, like I'd imagine a lot of players are on the team.
Yeah.
There is not that much to suggest that MVS should make the team over Shavers.
Yeah.
Over who? And if he does make the team, he might make it on a couple things. One, he's a veteran in the league and the Bills respect that. Two, a relationship with the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback gets friends to be backup quarterbacks on this team to a point. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to insulate him with people he feels comfortable with. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Just saying, like, if MVS does make the team over someone else, I don't think MVS makes it on the strength of his camp.
Yeah.
And then you would say that he makes the team because he was always going to make the team.
And because
the quarterback likes
the contract.
Because the quarterback likes him.
Yeah.
And let's be real, the guy that they drafted in the second round, the story goes that the quarterback liked him.
Yeah.
Which I think there is value in that, right? Like, he's not your GM. Allen's not your GM.
Right.
But you're going to do things that make him happy to a point. There's a balancing act there.
His contract, by the way, if they were to cut him, he would be his cap hit
MVS
this year. If he's on the team, his cap hit is $1.35 million. If they cut him, since it would be after June 1st, his cap hit this year would be $1.35 million.
So it's free.
And then it would be $900,000 next year.
That's fine. Not going to worry about that. The cap will go up another $30
million. Right. And Shavers is about $1 million. So basically, that's what makes it a little tougher. I think when you get to money that's that low, you should just take, if you can afford it, take the guy that's the better player, right? Spend the extra $900,000 and keep Tyrell Shavers on the team. But that's Shavers' battle right now. That's a guy like that's battle to unseat an MVS is you, if you're counting the money they've already spent on the cap for Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you've got to be, you're almost like a $2 million player. You have to be $900,000, $1 million better than him, because it will save money to keep him instead of you. But again, I think the way camp is going right now, I think especially with Shavers, and I feel like that is happening. I feel like he looks like a player right now where you would say $1 million extra bucks to keep him over MVS. I feel like I'd want to do that.
803-0550. Thanks for your phone calls. Keep them coming. Get more calls from you. Whatever you want to chat about these Bills as we have our last show from training camp today. Brandon Bean next hour. We'll chat with the Bills GM. Chris Brown in the 8 o'clock hour. Howard picks the Bills. Carl Jones, Channel 4, back in Buffalo to chat with us as well.
I got a stadium question for you also.
When we get back?
Yeah, when we get back.
It's not about Pitbull Stadium, is it?
It's related to Pitbull Stadium.
FIU.
Pitbull.
Pitbull bought the rights to the stadium. It's called Pitbull Stadium. I feel more people should be doing this.
More artists?
Everybody.
We should figure out. That's what I wanted to figure out.
This is,
which artists do we want to buy the naming rights to the new Bill Stadium?
Pitbull buying the naming rights to FIU Stadium is one step closer to my favorite hypothetical question, which is, if a billionaire wanted to buy the rights to one NFL game and watch it alone, would the NFL sell the rights to that person? Chiefs Broncos. Bill Gates bought the rights to it. Only he gets to watch it. Would they take that money? My favorite hypothetical. Is there a price?
Right.
Where they would say, yeah, we sold that game to a guy.
Yep.
803-0550. Anybody wants to answer that, you know, you're more than welcome to. I think about it all the time. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher here on WGR.
International sold their naming rights to their stadium to Pitbull.
Yeah.
So it is now Pitbull Stadium, the first artist to purchase naming rights to a stadium. So,
why wouldn't you call it Mr. Worldwide Stadium? Isn't that better than Pitbull Stadium? Anyway.
I think Pitbull Stadium, it's a little more clear.
Could he pay enough to get Florida International to change their mascot to the Pitbulls?
Sure he could. Yes, absolutely. I bet there's enough money in the world for him to pull that off. Who would, any thought? The Bills selling their naming rights to an artist at some point? Is it going to open up a can of worms? Who would we want?
Bono.
Not
Stadium.
Bon Jovi, that's for sure.
No, yeah, there you go. Yep. Taylor Swift will, of course, now buy the Kansas City naming rights to their new stadium in a couple of years, right? That'll be inevitable to happen.
I'm trying to think who else would be a good candidate here.
You've got Justin Bieber. I don't know.
He buys naming rights to the Leafs building. By the way, real quickly, hockey thing. 10 seconds on this. 30 seconds.
10 seconds on hockey.
Well,
all right.
Do you have any sort of belief that the Patrick Laine rumors to the Sabres could be true? Laine wants a trade from Columbus, and there are a couple teams knocking on the door. There's an indication maybe the Sabres could be a landing spot, but people don't think that would match up because of Lindy. Do you have any feeling on Laine if it's real or if you'd want it to happen?
I feel like it could be real because I wonder how badly they chased top six forwards this summer and struck out, and now they're desperate, and this is the only name left.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want to bet heavily that it's true that they're chasing him hard, but I could see it. Sure. He is kind of the same contract as Skinner.
Yeah.
But he's, I don't know, do they think he's a little tougher to play against? He is 6 inches bigger than Jeff Skinner is.
He's the same contract as Skinner, however, there's only 2 years left on it.
Versus three.
Yeah. And he's 26.
Okay. You throw him on the top line with Thompson, Tuck, and have the biggest first line in the league. At least the tallest first line in the league.
Yep.
Yeah, I could buy it. Okay. His value is probably pretty low right now, too. Injuries, he just got out of the player assistance program.
Yep.
Which, by the way, did you see Evgeny Kuznetsov's comments on that?
Mm-hmm.
There were multiple people in the Capitals organization that accused him of faking it while he was in the assistance program.
Wow.
As he was struggling. I mean, I don't know. Hockey can be slow to some of that stuff, so I wonder what Laine's experience was like. That's what Kuznetsov said. Please.
Jeremy and Joe live from Bills training camp, 803-0550. The latest on Brandon Ayuk. We'll keep you posted on that. We expect to chat with Brandon Bean coming up in the 7:30 area. Howard picks the Bills at 8. Chris Brown, 8:30. Carl Jones of Channel 4 at 9 here on site with us. So hang out. Our last day from training camp. Beautiful, sunny, cloudless day at St. John Fisher.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Where they would say, yeah, we sold that game to a guy.
Yep.
803-0550. Anybody wants to answer that, you know, you're more than welcome to. I think about it all the time. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher here on WGR.
So Florida International sold their naming rights to their stadium to Pitbull.
Yeah.
So it is now Pitbull Stadium, the first artist to purchase naming rights to a stadium. So,
why would you call it Mr. Worldwide Stadium? Isn't that better than Pitbull Stadium? Anyway.
I think Pitbull Stadium. It's a little more clear.
Could he pay enough to get Florida International to change their mascot to the Pitbulls?
Sure he could. Yes, absolutely. I bet there's enough money in the world for him to pull that off. Who would, any thought? The Bills selling their naming rights to an artist at some point? Is it going to open up a can of worms? Who would we want? Bono.
Not
Stadium.
Bon Jovi, that's for sure.
No, yeah, there you go. Yep. Taylor Swift will, of course, now buy the Kansas City naming rights to their new stadium in a couple of years.
Yep.
Right? That'll be inevitable to happen.
Trying to think who else would be a good candidate here.
You've got Justin Bieber. I don't know.
He buys naming rights to the Leafs building. By the way, real quickly, hockey thing. 10 seconds on this. 30 seconds.
10 seconds on hockey.
Well,
right.
Do you have any sort of belief that the Patrick Laine rumors to the Sabres could be true? Laine wants a trade from Columbus, and there are a couple teams knocking on the door. There's an indication maybe the Sabres could be a landing spot, but people don't think that would match up because of Lindy. Do you have any feeling on Laine if it's real or if you'd want it to happen?
I feel like it could be real because I wonder how badly they chased top six forwards this summer and struck out, and now they're desperate, and this is the only name left.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want to bet heavily that it's true that they're chasing him hard, but I could see it. Sure. He is kind of the same contract as Skinner.
Yeah.
But he's, I don't know, do they think he's a little tougher to play against? He is 6 inches bigger than Jeff Skinner is.
He's the same contract as Skinner. However, there's only 2 years left on it.
Versus three.
Yeah. And he's 26.
Okay. You throw him on the top line with Thompson, Tuck, and have the biggest first line in the league. At least the tallest first line in the league.
Yep.
Yeah, I could buy it.
Okay.
His value is probably pretty low right now, too. Injuries, he just got out of the player assistance program.
Yep.
Which, by the way, did you see Evgeny Kuznetsov's comments on that?
Mm-mm.
There were multiple people in like the Capitals organization that like accused him of faking it while he was in the assistance program.
Wow.
As he was struggling. I mean, I don't know. Hockey can be slow to some of that stuff, so I wonder what Laine's experience was like. That's what Kuznetsov said, at least.
Jeremy and Joe live from Bills training camp, 803-0550. The latest on Brandon Ayuk. We'll keep you posted on that. We expect to chat with Brandon Bean coming up in the 7:30 area. Howard picks the Bills at 8. Chris Brown, 8:30. Carl Jones of Channel 4 at 9 here on site with us. So hang out. Our last day from training camp. Beautiful, sunny, cloudless day at St. John Fisher.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.